whatever you then interpret, it was whatever you interpreted was already a distortion even without the pain body being active, because you were looking at it through the conditioned mind. But what you interpret once the pain body has moved into your conditioned mind and is amplifying the energy of that, whatever you interpret, any situation, any other human being in your life or your partner or whatever, will be a complete distortion, because you will see life around you through the emotional pain that you feel, and interpret the mind then interprets it through that. It will be a total distortion. This is already, you go a little bit further and it's called insanity. Only a little bit further. And it's just complete. Then you, if it's fear, you might interpret a person's innocent behavior as threatening. And that's already, take it a little bit further, and it's called paranoia. Only a little bit more. Still the, basically the same. And that's just one example of complete misinterpretation. So you inhabit your own fantasy world of pain, and then it uses other people. It wants reactions from your partner, especially if you have one, the experience of further pain coming back through enacting drama in your relationship. Any excuse will do, so that you, the pain body, can experience more pain in the relationship. So it will provoke, attack, do whatever it knows will cause the other person to react. Give me a reaction. And usually it happens. And if it's not a partner, it might do it to somebody else at work. Come on. Even if you can't find anybody because you're trapped in your car, the pain body is very active, it will try to pull another driver into the drama. And you, if they knew what was happening, of course they don't know because they're so identified with it, they would know within themselves they are driving and just waiting for something to get in their way or not go fast enough. And then they can draw another driver into the pain body drama. And if that driver is unconscious enough, he or she will cooperate. And it works. They will feed it. And if the other person also happens to have a pain body that is in the active period rather than the dormant period, they will meet. They might even get out of their car. And the pain body is having a wonderful time. Now, if you have few relationships, if you say, I'm not having any more, human relationships are so problematic that I want to do no more relationships for me. I've suffered so much. I've been through hell. And you will remember that Jean-Paul Sartre, the philosopher, said, hell is other people. And you say, I know exactly what he means, and I refuse to engage in relationships. And so you sit alone in your room. Maybe you're making money through your computer or something. Or you still meet a few people that appear as abstractions on the screen. What is your name? My name is... So what the pain body will be feeding on your mind, that's enough. It'll find enough food there, because when the pain body moves from dormant to active, it will move into your thoughts. And then you sit there brooding or being angry about all these dreadful unconscious people in the world. So